Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. John chapter 10 and verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. There was a news report earlier this summer of hundreds of sheep running loose through a Spanish city after the shepherd, supposed to be looking after them, fell asleep. Police were alerted to reports of a flock of about 1,000 animals running through the centre of Huesca in northeastern Spain just after 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Officers uploaded a video of the incident on the official police Facebook page, showing them trying to gather up the animals. The police turn up in police cars, and it takes them 45 minutes to herd all the sheep together. And all this because the shepherd fell asleep. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you can always count on him. From the moment you first trusted in Jesus, you've been saved by his grace, the generosity of God, and Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you, it says in Hebrews 13 verse 5. There will never be a time when we call upon God in the name of Jesus and he's not available for us. The Bible tells us that he is there. He's ready even before we call upon his name. God is a great God. He's big, bigger than us and bigger than any of our problems. And however little and humble we are, we're heading in the right direction if we're heading in the direction that God wants us to. And we can always call on him. In John 3 verse 30, it says, he must increase, but I must decrease. That is to say, you must, as John the Baptist did, trust in Jesus, that he will take care of things, that he is the one who shows the way to God, and he is the one who is the mediator between man and God. He is the one who brings humanity and the Godhead back together so that we can always be in touch with God, our Heavenly Father, and know his blessings and his help in time of trouble. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com and click that subscribe button. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.